Today is March 2nd, 2015, and you are listening to Crisis and Concern. Thank you so much for listening once again as we continue along our thoughts and feelings and exploring issues that are stand-up issues for the church today. Today I want to think along the lines and look at issues that the church too often wants to turn a blind eye to, or even in some cases just wants to push aside, put in a closet, if you will. I don't have time to preach. I don't need to preach, but I do want to look at a few things. We see ISIS exploding worldwide. The media is throwing fuel on this fire. The media seems to enjoy the press and the time that they get to cover it. They seem to really enjoy the bloodshed. It is sad to see the media in America going to the point of actually enjoying the death and the execution and the persecution of Christians. Now, I realize that may have been a very bold and a very harsh statement in many cases and in many situations, but it is one that I stand by. I don't regret making it. Because I really do believe in America today, the media has got a blatant hatred toward Christians. And I believe that hatred is fueled in many instances by the political machines of our nation. It is no secret, and has been no secret for some time, that the Democratic Party is very anti-Christian. They want to embrace Christianity to the point of it being all hugs and kisses and love and handout. And there is the teaching in Christianity of helping and loving those that are less fortunate. Let's make no mistake about it. We are called upon to help those that cannot help themselves, and the church must stand up and do that. I have had several conversations over the past 12, 14 months, with those of a liberal mindset, and they all spew the same garbage. The church can't take care of the need. I have even heard those within the body of Christ say that very same thing. We can't take care of the need. We need to let the government just have these things. No, we do not. No, we do not. Because the Lord Jesus Christ did not call the government to take care of the needy. The Lord Jesus Christ did not call the government to be the one who takes on the responsibility of meeting the physical needs, because meeting the physical needs of people means giving them love and compassion and sincerity that the government cannot and will not give them. Because let's just come right down to it. The politicians are interested in one thing and one thing only, and I do not hold back from political parties on this statement. It is Democrat and Republican as well. They want votes. And if they can gain votes by supporting welfare, if they can gain votes by expanding welfare, if they can gain votes by expanding immigration. Let me stop right there for a moment. America was built and continues to thrive and prosper on immigration. I do believe there is a very solid and a very foundational opportunity for America to embrace immigrants that are coming in from other countries. I think we should have that in place, and I think we should do it. I think the church should embrace the immigrants that are coming in. They are an opportunity for us to expand the Great Commission. They are an opportunity for us to lead folks to Jesus Christ. Because in reality, church, let me have your attention. Let me have your sincere, undivided attention. Where are you going to find people to give the gospel to if they're not coming into our communities? The immigrants that are coming in from Mexico and South America, they are, by definition, good, moral, family-oriented people. They need Jesus Christ. And what are they getting? They're getting a political machine. They're getting a political Messiah as they come across. I'll say this. Remember when the children were coming into Texas and the big thing was all over the news about the humanitarian issues. The humanitarian problems that were being encountered because these children were being sent into America unsupervised. There was no adults. There were the predators there who were taking advantage of them by manipulating the children sexually and in many other ways. Well, the first thing that I have to say is if you are a parent and you're sending your child unsupervised even to America, there is something wrong with you as a parent. I realize you may have other children. I realize you may have other responsibilities where you have to be taking, or you should be taking care of other people and other things and other situations. I realize all of that. But I also realize this. If you are a parent and you're going to send one child to its freedom, then you need to take the whole family, and it needs to be all or nothing. As a parent, you are responsible for all of your children, not just one or two. Now let me get back to the original point that I was trying to make. The children that came into America, the children that were hoarded like livestock into these houses and into these shelters, and the media started blowing the horn of humanitarians. I want to ask something. Where was the American Red Cross? Where was the Salvation Army? Where was the Baptist Disaster Relief? All of these and many more just like them are humanitarian relief organizations. How about Samaritan's Purse? Now, I'm not criticizing any of these organizations. Listen to me. And listen to me well. I happen to know because I made the phone call and I asked one of these organizations, why are you not there? They told me, Pastor, we made the phone call, told them we were ready to deploy our resources, we were ready to take feeding units, we were ready to take shower units, we were ready to take laundry units, we were ready to take medical units, we were ready to roll with the full force of all of our resources and set up and start taking care of these children, and we were told no. The faith-based groups were told no by the federal government. The Department of Homeland Security, under the current administration that we have today, was told to not let faith-based groups to those children. Now, I say faith-based groups, I'm speaking of Christian faith. I can't speak for any other faith, but I can speak for the Christian faith because I made a phone call and I asked where. All of these are signs of the times of our world that we live in. Church, as the body of Christ, it is time that we step up and stand up. Quit arguing and quarreling and bickering about the foolishness and the nonsense of the world. Quit letting the world run the church. Come back and let Jesus Christ, the head of the church, run it. Embrace the Great Commission. Quit saying the church can't and start saying the church will do it by faith. We have large bank accounts in our churches. And when we talk about spending money, when pastors discuss and want to spend money on evangelical and missions work and outreach, we're told, oh no, preacher, we can't do that. We might need that money. What does a rainy day look like to the church member? What good does it do to have a beautiful building with a beautiful roof and beautiful interior if it is only lukewarm spiritually? What good does it do? What testimony does it bring? The body of Christ, I ask you, what good does it do to meet the eyes, to be eye candy for the world, when Jesus Christ is not allowed to even be the head of his own body? It is something we must come face to face with. We must. It isn't something that we can pick and choose over. I'm not saying that we give away the farm. I'm not saying that we live in bankruptcy or live in poverty. I'm not saying that we do that. But I am saying that we take our resources and we put them to work for the glory of God and for the blessings and the benefits of the Great Commission and what we are called to do. We step up and we take back from Caesar what the Lord Jesus Christ has called us to do. We are watching ISIS run rampant over Christians all over Europe. If we do not take a stand spiritually, and if we do not pray for an awakening in America, and if God does not provide an awakening in America, my friend, I am afraid we are going to see the very same behavior on American soil. Yes, persecution must come. Persecution will come. What does that persecution look like? It depends on the behavior of God's people. It depends on the sincerity of God's people. The devil is going to always come at us. The devil is our enemy. Satan is the wicked one, the enemy of the church, the enemy of mankind. He is the ruler of the world, the prince of the powers of the air. You know that just as well as I do. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do? It comes down to a personal choice. You have to make a personal choice. I have to make a personal choice. It is a personal choice about holding our elected officials accountable to God's word. No waffling on abortion, no waffling on perversion, no waffling on sexual immorality, no waffling on anything going on. Christians, quit supporting immoral, ungodly behaviors. Quit supporting the Miley Cyruses. Quit supporting the 50 Shades of Grey. Quit supporting the ungodly, immoral television programming that comes on hour after hour after hour. Quit supporting it. If the Christians in this nation would quit supporting the sinful behaviors of this nation, they would cease to exist because there would be no profit in them. Think about that. If the millions upon millions upon millions of Christians that claim Christianity lived by it and spent their money according to their faith, Christian bookstores would not be closing. Christian movies would be made and would be watched. Hollywood would think twice before investing money in immoral, irrational, insensitive, and ungodly things. We are in the condition that we are in spiritually because God's people, unfortunately, have turned away from God and we have sought the world. That's all the time we have today for this episode and this broadcast. I hope it's been a blessing. I hope it's been an eye-opener because that's where we're going with Crisis and Concern. I'm going to meet you face to face with a lot of things. I'm going to challenge you personally. I don't expect it to be a popular broadcast, but those that will listen and those that will be honest with themselves under the convictions of the Holy Spirit will realize that what I am telling you is correct and that it is time for the church to stand up and be the church once again. Until next time, God bless you, is my prayer.